USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Ida has strengthened into a Category 2 storm, packing maximum sustained winds of 105 miles per hour as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters expect Ida to continue to strengthen over the next 12 to 24 hours, turning into an extremely dangerous storm when it makes landfall on the Louisiana coast on Sunday. And President Biden warned that another terror attack is expected soon in Kabul. In a statement Saturday, the president said another attack on Kabul's airport is highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours, according to new intelligence. The warning coming after an airstrike in retaliation for Thursday's attack that killed 13 U.S. service members. Army Major General Hank Taylor says two high-profile ISIS targets were killed in that strike.
The airstrike occurred in the Nangarhar province of Afghanistan. I can confirm, as more information has come in, that two high-profile ISIS targets were killed and one was wounded.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A new British study shows that those infected with the Delta variant of the coronavirus are twice as likely to be hospitalized than someone struck by the Alpha variant. The study, published in the Lancet Infectious Diseases Journal, analyzed more than 40,000 infections, with less than 2% of those coming in people who are fully vaccinated. Dr. Stanley Perlman is a professor of microbiology and immunology at the University of Iowa and tells CBS News that while the movement of the Delta variant has been hard to predict, health officials know that vaccinations are the best way to fight it.
I think it's pretty hard to predict. In other countries, the Delta variant, which is the one that's sweeping across the U.S., actually stopped spreading after a period of time for reasons that we don't understand in other countries such as India. So we don't really understand all the dynamics of the virus, but what we do know is that this one is more contagious, and because of that, people have to be just more careful doing all the things that will prevent theirs getting sick. So people who are vaccinated have a much lower risk of being infected, even of getting severe disease, even if they're infected.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Rock and Roll Hall of Famer's newest track takes aim at COVID vaccines. Brad Bernards has more.
Legendary musician Eric Clapton, who previously called his AstraZeneca vaccine experience disastrous, has released a new song, This Has Gotta Stop, the latest reason for the woke crowd to blast the rocker as anti-science.
This has gotta stop, enough is enough. I can't take this BS any longer. It's gone far enough. You wanna claim my soul? You'll have to come and break down this door.
Clapton has been rather vocal in his criticism of pandemic-era government mandates, even releasing another protest song aimed at the pandemic called Stand and Deliver. The Van Morrison collaboration, released in December, earned Clapton plenty of pushback and got him accused of being anti-vax and anti-science, allegations his latest rock song has only renewed. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The college football season began Saturday with a handful of games. The Brett Bielema era at Illinois began with a 32-22 win over Nebraska. Artur Sitkowski threw for a pair of scores as the Illini started Big Ten play with a win for the first time since 2015. Fresno State routed UConn 45-0. Bulldogs quarterback Jake Haener threw for 331 yards and three scores. And UCLA handled Hawaii 44-10. Zach Charbonnet rushed for 106 yards and three touchdowns in the Bruins' win. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.